WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. The latest stats show young adults are drinking less alcohol, but they are still drinking. And the world's largest spirits company seems to be benefiting from their shifting taste toward whiskey and tequila. Joining us this morning is Rupert Steiner, a European Bureau Chief for MarketWatch. Rupert, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I was going to say we should be talking about a cup of warm English tea rather than chilled cocktails, but your big freeze is now over in Chicago, is it?
It is, but you know what? Feel free to drop a little vodka or whiskey into your coffee and tea this morning. I think that would be appropriate given our conversation.
I think I'll leave that to you.
So tell us about this. This is an interesting story. The company we're talking about is the company behind Smirnoff Vodka and also Crown Royal, a bunch of other brands as well. What are they benefiting from, and why are millennials drinking differently?
It is. Diageo is the biggest spirits company in the world. It owns Smirnoff, owns Johnny Walker Whiskey. And I think it's known that millennials are drinking less. But when they are drinking, they're not drinking beer and wine, they're drinking spirits. So what Diageo, and I wrote a report in MarketWatch last week on Diageo's results, and they showed that they'd benefited from more millennials drinking their brands of tequila and of whiskey.
What do you think's behind that? Is it the fancy drinks, the different kinds of cocktail mixing that is so popular these days? Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So what it is there's a huge amount of excitement in the category in spirits that just isn't seen in beer and wine. So with tequila, you've got Diageo buying something called Casamigos, which is a tequila brand that's co-founded by George Clooney. So you've got celebrity, and it's a little bit different. They've even, like with Johnny Walker, brought out a Game of Thrones bottle of Johnny Walker called, I think, White Walker. Again, which is sort of taps into sort of popular culture, and it's something that the millennials love. And that bottle, if you put it in the freezer, the label actually changes. It reacts with the cold. So again, it's a little bit sort of I hate this word, experiential. So it gives something that, again, a bottle of beer, well, I'm not going to mention the brands, but the others just aren't doing.
Yeah, and you know, we've covered this before. It's this mixology craze that's going on. Talk to us about the numbers, though, and this company specifically. I don't think a lot of people know that Diageo has all of these brands. They had a 6% jump, was it? And so, how does that fit in overall in their company and their revenue?
So for North America, it accounts for 34% of Diageo's net sales. It's a sizable chunk. In North America, again, Scotch grew 10%. This is over the half year, and the vodka sales were a bit flat. They also own Ketel One, and they own Captain Morgan Rum. I know we're not talking about beer, but they also are the company behind Guinness.
The Captain Morgan Rum, it seems we see a lot of those commercials on television, so they've been pushing that. It seems surprising that is lower.
They're having to push unfortunately Captain Morgan Rum is actually one of their weakest. It saw net sales decline 9%, so I think the reason you're seeing a lot of it on television is because they're trying to throw a lot of marketing at reversing that sales drop.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about the marketing part of this. Given the stats that this company's seeing, how does that change the marketing going forward? What are we likely to see?
Well, the key thing is that millennials can really sort of make or break firms. So they're spending a lot of money marketing to millennials because there are 80 million millennials in America, and they're the largest demographic. And they're not even at peak spending in their lives. because at the age that they're at now, a lot of them are still paying off their education. A lot of them are starting families. So what brands are trying to do is get millennials loyalty now, so that when they're when they've got the most amount to spend, they're already spending on these brands, and that firms like Diageo will be able to benefit.
And for the beer folks, I mean, this is the numbers you mentioned there are concerning too, and I know your story goes into more detail on that. There was a time in the mid-90s where there was about 61% of people were beer drinkers, were drinking beers, beer. It's now down to about 49%. That's certainly not the death knell for beer, but those folks have to be pretty concerned.
They have, and I think we're seeing a lot of craft beer. Certainly in the UK we are, and I think you are also in the States seeing a lot more sort of niche craft beers. And what some of the big brewers are trying to do is either buy these up or organically develop their own. I think millennials are more likely to buy beer brands that aren't the sort of big mass market ones. So if the big brewers are able to get brands that don't look like they're owned by the big brewers, then I think that's a way forward for them.
I know your story talks too about tequila and George Clooney's involvement. His company that was acquired by Diageo. Talk to us about how big star power plays into whether or not people are drinking.
Star power makes a big difference. And the George Clooney brand mixes star power, but with a quality product. So it's key, but it's not everything. So Diageo also owns a brand called Ciroc, which has a relationship with Sean Combs. That actually isn't doing very well. It did do really well, but in the last year or two, Ciroc's, along with Captain Morgan, are the two brands that are performing the worst in the States.
Given all these numbers, Rupert, it's not surprising that a lot of these companies are looking to marijuana. I know there's been a couple of stories here in the United States about somehow mixing liquor with marijuana. Is that what the next thing we're going to see from these companies?
Well, I mean, I asked Ivan Menendez, who's the chief exec of Diageo, what they were doing about marijuana, and they are looking at it, which I suddenly thought, oh, that's a great story, but they're only looking at it to see how it might impact on sales of alcohol. So at present, all they'll say is we're looking at marijuana, but they haven't gone as far as saying that they're looking at doing some kind of product or partnership. And that's different to, say, AB InBev, which I think did a deal with a Canadian company. I can't remember the name, I'm afraid, in the last month or so.
What has the international scene, the trade, the tariffs, all of those things, is any of that impacting on this industry?
Sorry, what do you mean?
The trade war that we see going on in other sectors.
Oh, the trade war, sorry.
Is any of that impacting the booze market?
Sort of very localized in the UK, we've got Brexit, and actually Diageo is one of the firms in terms of trade that will benefit from Brexit, because there will be more duty-free sold, and also they'll benefit from WTO rules in terms of the tariffs. So a lot of firms, when Brexit happens, will have a problem with possibly more duty, but Diageo and spirits firms won't, which means that they're one of the few firms, one of the few industries that will actually benefit from Brexit.
Very good. Rupert, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. We're going to link people out to your most recent story on this, and we appreciate you getting up with us being on this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much.
Rupert Steiner from MarketWatch. He's the European Bureau Chief for MarketWatch.com. Again, we'll link out to the story the company highlighted there, Diageo PLC, with the ticker symbol DGE up nearly 1% at its last close at $32.50 a share.